regards to the halachos of Shehiya and Hachzara. When I was Zocher, Rav Miller asked me to take his slot in the halacha shiurim, so he said to me that he'd rather focus his energies in other places, because he said these shiurim many, many, many times, and it's all recorded, and so then he has nothing to add. So that applies to somebody who's been saying the shiur for 40 years. In my experience, so far, it's not been that way. In other words, every cycle, I find myself attacking the sugya in a different way. And last time I left the halachos of Tanur towards the end, after Shehiya and Hachzara, and this time, particularly the way we learned up the sugya previously in the machlokas between Rashi and Rambam, I saw that it would be beautiful conceptually to begin the sugya of Tanur and then see how it connects to what we had discussed previously. And then, of course, see La Sukhe Shmanka Liba de Hilchasa. So there's a Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches on the base. The Mishnah tells us that the halacha of Tanur is going to be different than the halacha of Kira. Says the Mishnah, Tanur shesikua bikash ubigvava lo yite. If you have an oven that's been heated up with kash, even kash, you can't put bein bitocha, whether we're putting it inside, bein me'al gavav, and you can't put either inside or on top. So this halacha is in contrast to what we've seen previously in the Mishnah. When it comes to akira, so akira is, as we described, an oven that has two holes to it, something similar to a cinder block, where there was heat inside the holes. You could put the food on top of the cinder block, or you could put bitocha, that's going to be important today. And then you have a tanur, an oven, where the oven was narrow on top, wide on the bottom, and did a tremendous job in holding on to its heat. So over there, there's a greater chash of chitui b'gachalim. The Rishonim and Achronim give different explanations for why there's a greater chash, but right now we'll just keep it with that there's a greater chash of chitui b'gachalim, and therefore the halach is lo yitein. Now, of course, Tosis points out, in Dibur HaMaskel Tanur Shesikua, that the same question that we had asked in regards to the Mishnah by Kira, you could ask in regards to Tanur. Is the Mishnah talking about Hachzara, or is the Mishnah talking about Shehiya? So Tosis says, whatever the Mishnah by Kira was talking about, in other words, if the Mishnah by Kira is being matched that Shehiya also means Garf Katam, so then the same would apply by Tanur. And Tosis says, Ila Hachzir Tanan, so the same machlokas that we had in regards to Kira, we're going to have in regards to Tanur. Hence, this is parallel in the Psak in Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look how it's developed in Shulchan Aruch. So in Reish Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, we learned the halacha where the Shulchan Aruch was koshesh for the shita of the Rif and Rambam that says that Perek Kira is talking about Shehiya as well. So therefore, the first day in the Mechaber over there says, "Titaner afil husa dekashik vava, asar afil lismakla afil lugar fakatan, the kol shekain sha'asa lishos betocho ol gabo." So you can't do a smicha, that's what the Gemara develops, as well as you can't do Shehiya not on top nor inside. And that's it. You gar fakatan is not going to be an option. If, however, you hold that the Mishnah is lahachzir tnan, and therefore kira is not asur without garf katam by shehiya, so too the same will apply in regards to tanur as well, as the mechaber says in sif aleph. Says Ad Zarama, O Afilu Al Gabi Tanur, or a Tanur as well is going to be acceptable. Why? Because what we just developed was that there is no difference between Tanur and Kira, and if we're saying Shehiya is going to be Mutter in the Kira, so too Shehiya is going to be Mutter in the Tanur. The Mishnah Berurah spells this out clearly in Sifkatan Lamites. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "The lo mafliginam beitin tanur lekira elamasha aser bekira she'ena gufa." When you have a chash of a kira that's not darif, mishum chash chitui, because of chash chitui begachalim, asrina betanur afilu begarif. So too, when it comes to the oven, is aser even if it's garif. The mishum chomatanur chashav lekig eno garif. So that is the basic rule that we have in the Mechaber and in the Rambam. Okay. Now, the obvious question that needs to be addressed, which is going to be the duration of our discussion, is what exactly is the status of our ovens today? What is the status of our ovens today? So here, of course, one more point before we discuss our ovens today. We need to also emphasize that when it comes to the chash in regards to a tanur, so a tanur is going to have the chash of chitui begachalim. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. There is an interesting question. What about metzi kimavashel? Mishnah Berurah made no mention of metzi kimavashel. So that we'll get to later on. So our tanurim today, says the Ramah in the parentheses back in Sif Aleph, v'hatanurim shelanu dinam kikira. The Ramah says that our ovens, ironically, have the status of a kira and not a tanur. And therefore, there might be a lot of room to be makel to assess a tanur today like a kira. The question is why? Why would we say that a tanur in our days has a din of a kira? This our days being the Ran's days, that's where the Ramah is quoting. So if you take a look in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Chaches, he points out that already 800 years ago, the ovens had changed from their basic structure of 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, the ovens were made that they were hermetically sealed on all sides, and the only way you could get through was from the top. And therefore, it was a lot harder for the air to escape, because remember, we described that the bottom was wide and the top was narrow. That means that there wasn't a lot of room for the air to escape if the only opening was from the top. However, already in the time of the Ran, like our phenomenon, the doors are on the side, and therefore it's easier for the air to escape. So it says in Mishnah Berurah, Shepiyem min atzad, v'od sherechavim b'yoser, ein chumam rav kol kach, v'alkein dino kekira. And therefore it's going to be considered like a kira. Now, interestingly, I was always bothered by this phenomenon. I was bothered because at the end of the day, our ovens get really, really hot. And it was hard for me to imagine, because we have gas, we have such powerful forms of energy, it was hard for me to imagine that their ovens were really hotter. So, 2 points. First of all, Rav Ben Arsh told me that there's someone in the Gush who cooks in the old-fashioned ovens, and he has really the ovens from the time of the Mishnayos. And he said that they actually get just as hot, if not hotter, than our ovens. The Metzius, it takes a while to heat it up. But once you heat those ovens up, they get extremely, extremely hot. That's Aleph. Beis is that the Chut Shani, it's in the booklet, Rav Nissim Karel Zatzal, points out an interesting phenomenon that applies to our ovens that really doesn't apply to their ovens. Let's see where it is in our booklets. A lot of pages today. Yeah, it's towards the beginning, after the Tshuvas of Ramosha Feinstein. So the Chut Shani points out in Chav Vav, he points out with Dibra Maskel Ulemaisa, he says, Ubatanurim HaBeitayim HaChashmaliyim Shebizmanenu. He's talking about electric home ovens. Now, I wasn't sure. When he says electric home ovens, can someone help me in the Metzius here? Electric home ovens, does he mean toasters, or does he mean what we call a toaster oven or a real oven? I wasn't sure how it's used in modern Hebrew. But either way, that's a little bit unclear to me. But he says these ovens, vaday she'en lahem chumras din tanur, gam mishum shepischem min hatzad. Number one, their opening is on the side. The gam de'en machzikin es chumam kol kach. He has a fascinating observation, and that is that when you start cooling it off, or when you don't apply the heat, our ovens cool off extremely quickly. So when it came to the time of Chazal, you heated up the ovens really, really hot on Friday, so they were smoldering hot, and it took a long, long time to cool them down. However, our ovens cool down a lot more quickly. And therefore, when the chash is not when the oven is off, the chash is when the oven is on. And the chash is that an oven gets really hot, and a person feels that if he just makes a small adjustment, so then he'll be able to get it back to its original temperature. That chash is greater when it comes to the old-time ovens than our ovens. That's an important point that Rav Nissim Karelitz makes. Okay.
Why does it make a difference if it cools down?
What's that?
Why would that make a difference if it cools down?
Because the point is that the ovens themselves, what was the whole rationale for the Chumrah? The rationale for the Chumrah is that the ovens maintain their heat, and the person's not Masalik Das to be Chot to be Gachal. So our ovens actually cool down a lot more quickly. So if they cool down a lot more quickly, so then there's a lot of room to say that whole looking at it as being like the tanners of once upon a time, that svara does not apply.
We're talking about, well, it's still on, right?
Correct. Afal pikein. Right. What Feigl is asking is, but now we're talking about when the fire is on, right? So, ein hachanami. He's pointing out that when the fire is on, it is hot. But it is an interesting point that people, I think the question is whether people look at it at that same level of heat as Tanur Bismanam, and there is a part of it where people don't. But Feigl is right, that when it's on, because it's getting the gas that's coming through, then in such a case there's room to mechal. I'm mekabel your point. Yuda, that answer, that's also you wanted to say something?
I just wasn't sure I understood fully. Why would maybe Svara say that it would be more based on how quickly it cools down more than how quickly it heats up?
So that's similar to your Chavrus's argument. Your Chavrus's argument was that when the oven is hot, so that's when you have the chash kitu gachom. Who cares about what it's like when it cools down? That was his argument. I think the question is perception. It's a question of perception. Do you perceive the oven as being this entity that is so hot that anytime all you have to do is just do a little bit of a chitui and it's going to be fine? Or, and therefore, when it comes to our oven, since they cool down people don't have that perception? Or do we say that it maintains the heat? Okay, take or leave. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I mean, if with our ovens, they heat up much faster, so aren't I more likely to just do a small action that will heat it very quickly with our ovens?
Right. In other words, what you're saying is a different story. You're saying that you could heat the ovens up very, very quickly, and therefore there's a greater chash of chitui b'gachal. So in terms of heating it up more quickly, so we're going to see that Rav Moshe will address your question, okay? I think he will end up answering your question. All right, so Rav Bosai, that is in regards to Tanur. We have the Rav Moshe says that our Tanur is like they're here. Yes.
I was just wondering what the relation in general is of chitui to arker and ovens, just because it has nothing to do with coals or at least other...
Right, products. So Rav Moshe will address your question as well. What we're going to see is that it's going to be about adjusting the knobs, adjusting the level of gas, which will cause the person to be mavir on du havara on Shabbos. Okay, so Rav Moshe picks up mamish where we left off last week in terms of addressing at the status of our ovens and in terms of understanding the nuances of the above mentioned halakha. So let's take a look in Siman Tzadi Gimel. Every sugya has its own dynamic, and I'm uncharacteristically going to go through most of the tshuva together with you because this is it's a beautiful, beautiful tshuva. I think you might have heard from me before that Rav Moshe's tshuvas, his early tshuvas, are more glorious than his older tshuvas. simply because he had much more time. When he was younger, he was under house arrest. So this is a beautiful, beautiful tshuva, Tzadi Gimel. We'll go through it not slowly, but we're going to go from the beginning to the end, and we're going to see that a lot of the things that we observe within Rashi and Rambam, Ramesha also develops and takes an interesting direction. So the question that was presented to Ramosha is gas ovens. I guess that's what the Chutshani was talking about, electric ovens. He might have been dafka talking about electric as opposed to gas. Maybe he was only talking about a toaster oven. Either way, he says, when it comes to our gas ovens, there's a suffix whether it has a din, kira, or tanner. Now, of course, that makes profound difference. If you hold, it's going to have a din of a tanner, and you hold lahashos tanan, so then in such a case, you're stuck. You can't even garf a katum. Is not going to work. So he says, "Hine chumas tanner hu mishum shenikla chom l'tocha tefei mikiru kedepirush Rashi." The yochel is special shom mitzad etzem chom afkish yigur fagchom. Mechem leka ekeira mashigur v'kodem shem salak daitu melitlos fagchom. Afim yitzar chomar bishula shezel tam shemo bikiru grif oktuma. So Rashi says that there is no heker by gur v'kodem because it's so easy to heat it up. So then, in such a case, din kain the tanner. Won't get involved right now in the detail of the Ran Svara, but basically here we have a problem with a tanur. Then he says, and this Rambam we spoke about in detail last time, two lines from the bottom of the first column. Mishum sheyefshe libraf kolesh, v'yefshe shelo tishar nitzot echad, u'betanur she'avol echan, yesh lochosh l'chitui afe nitzotzos, v'kira she'avol amuat lo techamein. The Rambam's concern is that if you're going to have a little bit of coals left, then when it comes to tanur, it's easy to eat up. When it comes to kira, it's not, and therefore by tanner you have to be machmir even by garfi katan. So then Rav Moshe says his first punchline. V'im kein, top of the second column. Hushayat rak b'tanner shederach habishul lafia hu harbe pomen b'ktima hu grifa v'leka ekeira b'mashikor v'katan she'in daito lachtos. He says that only applies to their ovens. Aval b'tanure agaz she'in aderech klal levashel b'kisui pach matachos. He says it was normal to continue cooking and baking in the ancient oven, even if you had removed the coals. Why? Because it was so hot. But, says Ramesha, and this is going to be Ramesha Lashitasai, if you simply put down a metal slab, so then in such a case, Ein lecha heker gadol mizeh, there's no greater heker. Shemisalik daitim lachtos vein lachashos shlachitui. V'nimtzele shelfizeh yeshet hanurega shekisa v'pach matachos. So Ramesha says that it could very well be that our ovens don't have that chumrah, and the psak in the Shulchan Aruch was only those ancient ovens. And therefore, even if you didn't accept that in the time of the Ran, their tanurim were like kiras, but today everybody would agree that that's so. However, Ramesha goes on, and this is Mamish Mesameh, based on what we learned previously, Achlishitas Rashi, the Viktima Shemutta Vikiru Mishum De Enamos Efes Hevel, but according to Shita Rashi, we spoke about last time, that the requirement of Grufa Tuma is to make sure that there isn't Hosafas Hevel, Kedipirish Aran. So then he says, according to Rashi, it would be a problem. Because according to Rashi, what you have to do with the Grufa Uktuma is not to simply make a heker. According to Rashi, what you need to do is to diminish the heat. However, that's how Ramesha initially concludes, about 10 lines from the bottom. First one line is Ktuma. Vim kein, yesh lesa l'didei b'tenu regas, b'kisa ha'pachin. So he says, therefore, our ovens, gas ovens, should be awesome. But he says, "Avoladina kibush rav aposkin poligal Rashi." But since most disagree with Rashi, So he says we could follow the Shitas HaRambam. So again, we're seeing that those who are choshesh for Rashi, many posts can say that that Shita is not going to be correct. So therefore, those like Rav Rimon, who suggest that the Chazon Ish is really working within Shitas Rashi and not so well within Shitas HaRambam, so the Chazon Ish that we spoke about last time that says that you need to diminish the heat and a metal bluff doesn't work, so Ramosha L'Shitaso doesn't pass in this way. Then Ramosha argues in Lumbus. He argues that in terms of how to understand Shitas Rashi. Seven lines from the bottom of the new paragraph, on the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph. V'hineh ha'yamakon lomer, d'mash b'yush Rashi v'al gabba b'daf l'zayin, shu'gam al'kisu sh'achalol, m'shum d'ozal l'tameh, d'mosef ha'vel asr, b'bir sh'tosos, v'lachayim b'kisu sh'achalol, sh'mosef ha'vel kinu sh'achalom tum asr. He says, there are those who explain, and he points out that the Rishonim did understand Rashi, as saying that the reason why even a cover doesn't work on top of the kisui that we saw last week from Rashi on Lamed Zayin is because it doesn't diminish the heat. And Rashi holds Garfer Kuffin needs to diminish the heat. Abel, the robot post from Shav Mosav El Matim, Shemeheker, Yizbru, Shemutter, Bikisui, Shal, Gabo. They will hold that it's going to be Mutter. So he says that you could suggest that just Rashi and Shiloh at Liba the Hilchasah. But then he points out that the Torah also says that a kisui doesn't work. He says, Ach yikshal zeh shatur sovei gan kein delok karashi. He doesn't hold that you need to diminish the heat. And the kamakum sovei shasar v'kisui shal gaba karashi. He says that you can't put a food on top of a slab which is sitting on top of the kira, only next to it. V'lachein tzarech lomar mishum dehasam derech bishalu kach harbe pa'amim. So Ramesha ultimately disagrees with the way the Achronim last week had learned Rashi. Last week, or on Monday, excuse me, they had learned Rashi is saying that Rashi holds that the reason why a kisui doesn't work is because the kisui doesn't diminish the heat. So Ramosha ultimately doesn't come out this way. He's Kedarko B'Kodesh, Ramosha is going to move all the Rishonim into his field. He says, the Hasan Derech Bishul, Kach Harbe Panin, V'Ma'esh G'dola V'Yar Shiyatiyach She'Be'etzem Kashut Sansen, Gam Harbe Pam She'esh Gadol, Lo Yidolik, V'Mukh Klas Is'esh Gadol. Says Ramosha, the reason why they put a slab on top was not to diminish heat. The reason they put the slab on top was to prevent from the food from getting burnt. So Ramosha says that having a slab on top was Manish the Derech. So since it was the Derech, Ramosha says the Halacha is that it's going to be usher according to Rashi and the Torah. And therefore, Ramesha is not convinced at all that there's anybody that holds that for Garif Katum, the goal is to diminish the heat. Oh, so therefore, Ramesha has heter number one. Ramesha says heter number one with our ovens in regards to Shihia is that you put down a blech, even if you put down a blech, even if you're going to take the position that says that you need the garf the katum by shihia, nevertheless, by simply putting down a metal piece, that is going to be enough. That's Ramesha's first thought. Then Ramesha continues in the next paragraph. V'hine yaish tam gadol. This Yehuda is going to address your question. Now Ramesha has another svar. Says Ramesha, yesh lomar delo shayach klal atzer v'tanur egal shalanu. Ramosha says there's a difference between our gas ovens, Lekula, even though, as you guys are pointing out, it's definitely so much more powerful than any oven that was once before. However, he says there is a tzadahakal. He says the only chash we make is that we're afraid that you're going to come to stoke the coals that are in front of you. A very fascinating svara. Ramesha says, there was never a concern that you're going to throw more wood in. We never had that chash. The chash was only that you're going to stoke the coals that are in front of you. So Ramesha says a big chiddush. You have to have Ramesha's shoulders to say this. Ramesha says like this. He says that bringing outside, increasing the gas, is bringing gas from the outside. And therefore, he says that that chash does not exist when it comes to chash atitu echam. The chash was only that you're going to take the coals that are in front of you, but what's coming from the outside, that they were never goes there. So he says, v'im kein, 11 lines from the bottom on the first column on Kufnun Beis. B'tanure Gash Shalosha Hikud Begash Yekvar Yeshem Yesham Elam Rots LaHagle Shach Shitin Od Gaz. Since you need to bring out gas from the outside, in Kenu Kimola the Eitz and Achem Shlo Gazu to Lo Chashishu Shiasi V'Dayim. They weren't choshesh that you were going to bring wood from the outside. But maybe you'll say, no, that was those days were different. Maybe you'll say because it wasn't nearby. The wood wasn't nearby. But here, the gas is immediate. So then in such a case, we should be choshesh. Two lines on the top. Wait a second, says Ramesha, we never saw that they made a gzera but the wood that was next to the stove. Ramesha is assuming that there was often wood next to the stove, right? You still have that today when you go to a cabin that has a fireplace. So there's always, or often, wood that's next to the fireplace. So they had the wood next to the fireplace. It was right there. So they didn't make the gzeira even with the wood that's right next to you. So it says Ramosha, for some reason, they only made the gzeira on the material that's right in front. I find this a tremendous chiddush, because today that is the way that you turn on the oven. You turn on the oven and you increase the gas heat by simply adjusting the knob. And l'chura, it's the parallel, not practical parallel, but it's the same conceptual parallel to what was once upon a time. It's true the gas is coming from outside of the house, but it's really the same thing. But Ramesha, just like we saw, the Chazon Ish previously said, the gzera has to be the exact same way that it was, in terms of the katan has to be on the chalm and so on. Ramosha says that as well. But tremendous chiddush. The first chiddush seems to be a little bit more understandable, that Ramesha says that it's not the derech for someone to on their oven to cook with a metal slab. And once you have that, then that takes away the chash of chitui b'gachalim. And Ramesha is going to be l'shitaso as the way Rav Eider quoted him. The Ramesha says the ikur is the metal slab that's on top of the fire when it came to the stovetop. Ramesha says the metal slab, as long as you put a metal slab inside the oven, that is going to be enough. And it's true, the knobs could be revealed. We're going to see shortly, Ramesha is going to say maybe it's kedai to cover the knobs, but the knobs could be revealed. But as long as you do what was originally done, you have some type of heker, that's going to be enough. The heker doesn't have to be the thing that's covering the fire. The oven floor is already covering the fire. It's true. But as long as you put another slab over there, then that is going to be enough. So therefore, Ramesha says, Ulefize, next paragraph on Kufnun Beis, Afkalov Kisui Gamalaf Kaftorim Shal Yodam Akim Magdilim El Shechasarak Asay Shalvad Nami Yashay Yeshla Hatir. That would be enough to be Matir. Gam Kisui Yashavad Hu Ekir Godol, because that is Ekir Godol. Then he says, Ach Yoser Tov Shal Kisui Shal Pacham Atachli Yichas Gam Atak Kaftorim Kedei Shekir Gam Mokam Achitui Mokam Akatum. And he says, maybe you won't notice the kisui and the knob covers will help you, and therefore Ramesha says it's kedai to do both. That's why I would also say that even Ramesha would say on a stovetop it's kedai to do both. Here he's talking about an oven, but. Then goes on, he quotes the Chazon Ish in regards to blocking the heat, and al pishitaso, he rejects the Chazon Ish, as we saw already last week. So this is Ramesha's position. Ramesha's position is that really me'ikr d'dina, it would be enough to simply have a cover on top of the oven. Now, I'd like to be medayik. I didn't see anybody spell this out ad hasof when I'm about to be medayik, but I think it's important, just in being mesader these halachas. For years, this point confounded me. This tshuva Ramesha is writing in regards to, notice what was the shayla? The shayla was shehiyah. The shayla was lahashos. So that was what Ramesha was responding to. I don't recall anywhere in this tshuva where Rav Moshe deals with hachzara. Okay? Now, we're going to see shortly, when it comes to hachzara, there might be other levels of shaila that are involved when it comes to the Tanna. So let's review what we have up until now. What we have when it comes to the Tanur is, again, a machlokus of whether you hold shihia tnan or lahachzir tnan. If you hold that the Mishnah is only talking about hachzara, so then shia by a tanur is going to be the same thing as shihia by a kira. However, the mechaber paskins lahashos tnan, and therefore a tanur we saw is going to be more machmir. However, the Rama says that our ovens are considered like a kira. But a kira also means grufo k'duma lechatchila, even in the case of shihia. So therefore, Ramesha says, what we've already seen from him in the case of the stovetop, he says, put a slab on top, and that is going to be enough. He then has this tremendous chiddush, and then he develops it with two yesodos. We'll start with the Pashut Yesod. The Pashut Yesod is that all the Rishonim agree that if you do it in a way that's a shinui, the Grufo Ktuma creates a shinui, that is going to prevent you from doing chitui. He rejects the idea that Rashi doesn't hold of it. And then he says a tremendous chiddush that you need to have the fuel in front of you. And if the fuel is not in front of you, then we're not going to have any chash. Yes?
Just on the Metzias of the case that Rav Moshe is talking about, he's talking about a gas oven with a kisoy pach matachas, right? What's the, like, in a normal oven, right? I'm not bucking ovens, but I'm assuming the heat's supposed to spread around the entire thing. It's not
correct.
Supposed to be like a flame that's, you know, blowing on a specific.
Correct.
So
correct.
Even if you have a kisoy blocking where the flame is going, the whole point is that it's supposed to.
Right, but it doesn't make a difference. As long as it's in some area where the heat is emanating from.
So
once upon a time, it was from the bottom. It could be nowadays it's from other places, but as long as it's in one area, that reminds you that.
So you have like an empty between the fire and the pan.
Right. All you would need is to put a pan on the bottom, on the floor of the oven, the floor of the inside.
Right. A lot of times now it's sometimes on the top, sometimes.
Where the heat comes out from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
the grist ovens have. On the top.
The heat comes from
the
top. Even when you're not broiling. When just, right. That's interesting. So that might be relevant.
Right. If you just put a pan there, that might not be a hecker, right? Because it's like sometimes normal to leave.
It would have to be a pan that serves as a hecker. Nothing. Right. It'll have to be a pan. Yes, Yehuda.
Maybe there's two questions. One is on Rav Moshe's second svara, in addition to whatever you're saying, is even though it's not necessarily comfortable because they're different sets of halakha, for most people, but why wouldn't we be able to bring a raya from Hakimana, Bedar Shekina Moshe Hevel, or Shema Yatim Beremetz? And we clearly do have a chashash that you're going to come bring a different heat source into the equation.
Right. Ramesh, I think, would say that Hatmana is a separate chashash, and only by Hatmana we have the Shema Yatim Beremetz. And then we would have to be masker what, we have to learn Hatmana first, but we'd have to be masker why Hatmana would be different than Shema Yatim Beremetz. Okay. One more point about shihia on the oven. There's another tzad. There's a sefer, a very, very fascinating sefer called Menuch, probably the correct way to say Menuchat. Menuchat Ahava from Rav Levi. Rav Levi was a very prominent posek in Bnei Brak, Sephardic posek in Bnei Brak, who passed away quite young, very prolific. He wrote quite a few important svarim. And he, in Chelek Aleph, pages Nun Hei and Nun Vav, goes further than Rav Moshe in regards to an electric oven. And he says that if you cover the knobs, I'm sorry, I had it on my desk, and I wanted to photocopy it, but when I was taking down the sperm, I forgot to bring it down. He says that if you cover the knobs, that's going to be enough. Because he's assuming that the shash of Shihia is, and this is not an assumption, it's totally fine, it's totally legitimate. The whole chash is shemi yichat de gacholet. And he's of the opinion, closer to Rav Aaron Cutler's world, that says that the chash of shemi yichat de gacholet could be taken care of by covering the knobs, and therefore the Menuchat Ahava says that covering the knobs should be enough. Again, we're stuck in this question of electric ovens versus gas ovens. Rav Moshe was specifically talking about the gas ovens, and he there is talking about electric oven, so I can't say I know for sure what he would say about the gas oven, but you could take a look there and see if there's any reason to believe that he has a different mahal. Now, Rabosai, when it comes to Hakzara, so here we have another level of Shaila. So bottom line, it would seem to me that there's a lot of room to follow Rav Moshe's Kula. I would recommend that you cover the knobs as well, as Rav Moshe recommends. But if you do that, then it seems to me that's fine. In terms of Hakzara, there's another fascinating nuance that we need to deal with. And this brings up an entirely different diyun in the poskim. And that is that in Sif, we haven't yet begun all the details of Hakzara, but this detail we need. And that is, if you take a look in Siv Beis, in regards to returning it, you had it in the oven. You now took it out. You held on to it, and now you want to return it to the oven. So here, you have, according to Rav Moshe, you have the slab. So then in such a case, that's going to be enough, plus, ideally, the knobs covered. But the Mechaber says, based on the Gemara in Siv Beis, the dafka al gabo. When is it mutter la'atzira kozman shira sachas v'lo inicha al-gabe karka? Dafka al-gabe, it's only when you're putting it on top of the kira. Aval l'socha, but if you're putting it inside, then usr. So that's why our description of the oven is extremely important. So if you're putting it inside, right? Again, everybody has clear the image of the kira, something like a cinder block, and you got two holes inside. So then if you're going to put the pot inside, so your mamish, you're getting knee deep. You're getting really, really close to the coals. So then in such a case, there's a greater chash of shemichat de gacholim. And if we're ready, you're talking about hafzara, your mamish, putting it back, you're actively putting it back, so we will only make al-gaba, not l'tofa. So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, who just spells that out, and we're going to see that that has a lot to do with our ovens. V'dafka al-gaba. Hainu al-ovei b'fanosea. This is a Mishnah Berurah in Zayin. O shesam kisui al-chalola lehemid akhtera al-kisui. He beferishes meikel, not like Rashi says he could put it on top of the kisui. And etc. etc. Nunches, continues the Mishnah Berurah. Avalotecha asur. Dekiwan shu maina b'soyecha kiderek shen vashon v'atadir. Mira kinevashel. This is also a collector's item in terms of the lamdus. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, based on the Rishonim, it's beforeish and the Rashba and the Ran, who say that when it comes to the inside, putting it inside, there's a mexi kinevashel, which is different than what I said before. I said before that as you're going deeper in, then the chash Hashem yichat de gachol. But the question then is, but if you have karuf the kotim, then it's going to be enough. So these Rishonim say, then no, the chash is nirik mevashel. Maybe there isn't the chash Hashem yichat de gachol. But the chash over here is nirik mevashel. Oh. So now, we have the following question. Our ovens, when you're doing the hachzara, you're doing, Rav Moshe convinced us that you have garav v'katam. But garav v'katam only works on a kira al-gabo. It doesn't work with tocha. So you could put it back on top of the oven, but you wouldn't be able to put it back inside. At first glance, you wouldn't be able to put it back inside of the oven itself. So here, we're going to have a few approaches in the achronim. Many achronim are going to come out and they're going to say, enoch not, awesome. Hakzara into an oven is going to be prohibited. And other achronim are going to come up with different svaras to the maker. So the way I understand Rav Moshe's position, I want you to help me out in Seder to tell me if you think that my approach is correct. If one takes a look in Rav Moshe's later Chulas, in Dalid, Ayin Dalid, Os, in Bishul, Os, Chavav, and Chav Zayin, so I'm going to start with Chav Zayin, because Chav is going to make things a little bit more complicated. Rav Eider quotes, asks, Kim dumani shishamati mimaran da'af de lo mahani blech haragil, me'achar she'ein zesimim maspik, Mikol makom tol kufsa shel dal defanos. I think that I heard that you, Rebbe, said that if you put an insert, an oven insert, then that's going to be enough to do hachzara into an oven. I, in my life, have never seen these inserts, but Rav Miller Shlita told me that he uses these inserts on Pesach. That's a big question about how to kasher one's oven on Pesach. Hearing you, Shalayim, is very, very common for people to use inserts. Ramat Beit Shemesh is more like New York, so we don't see them in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But in Yerushalayim, it's known that many, many people use inserts. Also in Ramat Beit Shemesh, many more people have self-cleaning ovens. In Yerushalayim, many less people have self-cleaning ovens. So on Pesach, that's a very interesting question. Mirz Hashem, if I'm Zofa, to learn with you next year, Yaradeya. So that will be a question of how to kash your oven. Is it enough to heat the oven up to the highest temperature, and that's enough? Or you need something more than that. You need libun. So there are many who are choshesh, that Rav Miller amongst them, that you need to do libun. And if you're not going to do libun, so then you're stuck. The problem is, if you do libun on a regular oven, you could ruin it. And aside from the fact that it's very, very tedious and very, very difficult to get inside and dangerous. So what's the etzah? So what they do in Yerushalayim is they heat up the oven to the highest temperature. They don't have self-cleaning ovens. Many don't. And then they put in the insert, and that's what's done. But that's the only time I've heard about the insert being used. But Ramesha actually held that the way in which he did Hachzara is by putting in this insert. That even though Ramesha seemed to learn, Ramesha learned in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph that all you need is the blef on top. So Ramesha held that that's going to work only for Shehiyah. And that's how Rabbi Ribiat understands Ramesha's position. That only works for Shehiyah. However, when it comes to Hachzara, so then in such a case, you need the box. What's the difference between the two? New Rabbi Isai, what would you say? Why Rabbi Isai? This Rabbi Ribiat doesn't spell out. I think Rabbi Ribiat got the halacha right, but I don't think, from the little that I understand, but I don't think that, he never spelled out the basic svara. What's the svara? Why is it when it came to Shehiyah, there Rabbi Isai said that the slab is okay, and over here, it's not? Exactly. That we saw that the whole svara of Latocha being a problem was Mechzika Mevashel. So if the chshash is Mechzika Mevashel, so then once you put this royal insert in, you remove Mechzika Mevashel. But if you're just gonna have a slab, that only creates the hecker, Ramesha says, and that it seems to me is what Ramesha's svara is. And if you take a look in Chavav, so he's asked, Ma din tamirim shalom lishol Latocha in dinam kikiro ketanir. That even the inside has the din of a kira. So, okay, if you want, you could look back and see if my svara fits in with all the other psukim that Ramosha gave, but it seems to me that this is Ramosha's svara. If you take a look here, Rabbi Ribiat has it very, very clearly. He makes in his footnotes, he says it's based on Igros Moshe, and that is, for the bottom line, according to Ramesha, leaving food in the oven, it is questionable whether uncooked food may be left in the oven. On the one hand, the open flame is not exposed. On the other hand, this is the intended design use of the ovens. Using the oven is therefore not an unusual mode of cooking. Some posts can prohibit leaving not fully cooked food in the oven unless an oven insert is used. If one does not have an insert, he may leave food cooking in the oven if you make certain the food was fully cooked before Shabbos. Now, Rabbi Ribiat's presentation, in my opinion, is not entirely Ramesha's position. He here presents that the insert is necessary even when it comes to Shehiyah. It seems to me that Ramesha did not say that's necessary. And so that's a question of how do you put together what Ramesha wrote in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalid, with Ramesha wrote in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph. As you saw my disposition towards his chulas in Chelek Aleph, I definitely think that one could rely on Chelek Aleph, where he develops the Shita quite clearly, and there he says that an oven insert is not used, and it's very much mistaber what the difference between the Shehiyah and Hachzara is going to be. Where did I say that Rabbi Ribiat reflects Ramesha's position most clearly in regards to Hachzara? In the bottom 6:12, if an oven insert is being used, the pot or pan of food may be returned to the oven. because an insert is a proper blech under which chazara would be permitted. So I would be, because in my smallness, I would be a little bit nota more lekula than Rabbi Ribiat in regards to Shia within Rav Moshe's own position. There's no mention of the insert at all in the previous tshuva. One explanation, a little bit of what Rabbi Ribiat does say, he says if the food is fully cooked, and this is pretty common, if the food is fully cooked, even he agrees, Rabbi Ribiat, even he agrees that you could put in without the insert, you could put it straight into the oven. What's that svara? So the svara there is, we have a machlokas when it's fully cooked, going down from the Gemara all the way through the Rishonin, when the food's fully cooked, if it's mitstamek, the yafalo, do you need a blef? So that's a big machlokas. So here Rabbi Ribiat says, he'll be willing to be makel as far as that when it comes to fully cooked food, even if it's mitzvah v'yafalo, he says, on shiya, then he says he could be makel. This is all his own construct. This is not Rav Moshe, even though clearly Rav Moshe was his general inspiration on these psakim. So that I'm willing to hear as a tzad l'hakel, but it would seem to me that an oven insert wouldn't be necessary for shiya, according to Rav Moshe. The slab would be necessary. However, what you guys are telling me does make it a little bit more complicated in terms of if the heat is coming out from a different direction, so then in such a case, if it's also coming out from the bottom, then I think it's fine. But if it's primarily coming out from the top, that's an interesting question of what should be done. Clearly an insert will also work, but hanging something from the top could be an etza as well. Again, just to appreciate again where we're coming from, that even if a tanur has a din of akira, betocha is going to be aser. So we need to solve the problem of betocha because of Mexican Rashi. To solve that problem, so Rav Moshe says you're going to need an insert. But it seems to me that with the chashash Hashem yichate by shehiya, an insert is not going to be necessary. Yes.
For the gris ovens, if everything's going to be a problem, why can't we just say to put the blech on top to cover the top heating element and put everything underneath?
Ein hachanami. It just sounds to me a little bit difficult to do, but it would seem to me that is totally fine. Yes, Yehuda.
According to what Rebbe was saying, that a lot of people use the inserts on Pesach, would it be problematic that, let's say, on Shabbos of Pesach, you do chazara with these inserts?
It's a good hara. What happened Shabbos and Pesach, where you're doing it because of Hefsher, it's a fun pill pull. It would seem to me that still serves as a hefker. If you did it in normal cooking throughout the year, then it'll be a different story. But I think there's room to say that since it's not normal, that it's not normal in general, that would serve as a hefker as well. You're right, it's doing two things simultaneously, but that's how regal achas, I would need to think about it more, but it would seem to me that it serves as a hefker. If you take a look at Simcha Ben Koma, page 53, also presents Hachzar in this way. So this is the standard approach in the Kitzer books from America. On page 53, he writes, the only permissible way to maintain uncooked food inside an ignited oven is to use an oven insert. It's preferable that the knobs also be covered. This is, as well, the position of the Shmir Shavuos Kilfasa, without the oven insert suggestion. In other words, it would seem to me that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal came to the same conclusion, but without a solution of the insert. If you take a look in Shmir Shavuos Kilfasa, in the second edition on page Vav, which is Aleph Yud Zayin, he says, Keder sheish v'tashol shusra me'agabi esh o'tziu min ha-tanur, ein v'hatziu l'tocha tanur, tanur gaz o'chashmal. By the way, here, the Shmir Shavuos Kilfasa doesn't differentiate between the two. So that was my suffix, whether I could work backwards with all the postings that were talking about electric ovens, whether they would agree with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa that they're the same. So that's not clear to me. He says you can't put it back into the oven. The ilu b'davar achzoras tashel gabei atanur yesh la'avu ben lichatchila b'di'evet. So on top, that's going to be a different discussion. But inside, he says entirely that's going to be usur. Now, in one line of Rav Neuber's footnote, I don't know how many of you could figure out where Rav Neuber is saying the first two lines, Memvav, But what he is saying in the first line in Mevav is really a whole chidush of the Shevet HaLevi that we're about to get to shortly. He doesn't mention Shevet HaLevi by name. It could be he came to it on his own. But we're about to see another heter from Rav Ozner. Rav Ozner suggests a different approach. And Mama Ot Samachti that I saw, that Rav Aaron Cutler already had that position as well. Rav Ozner in Chelet Gimel, Simen Mem Ches, suggests a different svara, two different svaras, to be makel, even to do hachzara into an oven. And that is number one. He says, we in our hakdama to Shehiyah and Hachzara, we saw that there's a sheet of Aran that says that the only time there's a Nisar Hachzara is if you took the food off of the fire on Erev Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, you could be makel. So I mentioned to you that even though the Ran is not accepted by Halacha, this is like a cute thing that poskim have in their back pocket, and Yirtzeh Hashem, some of you will use it as well, that if you're stuck in a Shas HaTzach situation, there are a few things to be mitzarev. So poskim, and my proof to you is that the Shevet HaLevi used this as a tziruf, that you could use this Ran as a tziruf. This is a very, very broad tziruf. In other words, most cases of Achzara are when it's taken off on Shabbos itself. So you should have this in your pocket, and now you see how the Shevet HaLevi uses it. He starts off, Nishalpi harbe pa'amim, Sim Memches, Amashen Schadish V'an Achron, Shasur Tanur Elektri, again electric, V'tzarech Hatman Shabbos Yeshol Delos, Amachnis Antav Shulatofa. So here he seems to be talking about a toaster oven. So he was asked, what's the halacha? So he says, as follows. He says, Ela de Einai, in the O's base, Mevches base, Ela de Be'enai yesh smach la'achol m'kamatam. He didn't do a shita saram shen yishami. The call hani chiluki dine ganyeh chagar v'karka to'os v'hachzer, dafke mishasilka me'erav Shabbos. I was shasilka me'shabbos, then it could be Megel. So he goes on to say, and then he's mefalpa within the shita saram, and then he goes on to say that he thinks in this case, there might be room to be selmech on the ran, Lahako. That is said at the end of Os Gimel on the next page, on page Nun Zayin. Dal Kapan Yatzlan Mizas Smach Rabbeinu Harama Sheikul LaHatzel Telfa Benatol B'Shabbos L'Das Aran Harei Nidam Miskap LaGuma etc. So he, number one, he's Somech on the Ran. Number two, in Os Dalid, the Shevet HaLevi has a fascinating svar. The Shevet HaLevi says, and this is a question of how you understand the Shilta Agibar. He says, when are we machmir l'tocha, that l'tocha is more chamor than al-gaba, is when you could put it either l'tocha or al-gaba. So, somebody sees you taking a pot of soup, and you're going out of your way to put it as close as possible to the fire. So it says, the Shilta Givorin, so then in such a case, Shilta Givorin is Masbir. What's the difference between Tocha and Gavla? Tocha is Mechzik Kimavasho, because you couldn't just as well put it on top. If you're putting it inside, that's the Mechzik Kimavasho. So some Achronim are Medayeh. But if there is no Gavla, then there isn't a Gzera of Mechzik Kimavasho. The only time you have Mechzikim Evashel is when you have someone going out of his way to put it with Tocha. And he's not putting it Al-Gaba. But if you have just Tocha, which is what we have in our ovens, so then in such a case, the Shilta Yiborim would be Megal. Take a look, see inside from Rav Ozner, V'yeshotam Hogu Mahatim Nidun Dun, Pimashtas V'shilta Yiborim, V'shem Riaz, V'nira Be'enai, Shlo Asa Hatsa V'tocha El V'kir V'yeshot Tocha V'chalal Kein Tano, Aval kiro shalonu shem pshutos ve'elan toch v'chalal ari toch v'al gabach echad umutu lahachzer v'al gabach. So he says, if you don't have kiro shalonu dar poshut, that they don't have toch v'chalal, so then in such a case, then halacha is you're allowed to put it either on pitocha or the gabach. So says Rav Ozner, that's our ovens today. Our ovens today are like that. And therefore, there's no Mexican Vashal. The Mexican Vashal is not a standard Mexican Vashal, according to Shilta Givorim. The Mexican Vashal is only when you have Tov and Gavah. Fascinating, fascinating Chiddush. The question is whether that's the pshat in the Shilta Agiborim, whether you understand whether that's the correct pshat. So if you are Amil and Seder, many argue that the Mishnah Berurah did not understand it that way. Because the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkat Nun Ches, and it says Derech Remez, and give you Imar Makom to be Mefalchel more, the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'osan Akiros, he quotes the Shilta Agiborim, She'elan Toch V'chalal, Elein Pshutos V'Tochos V'Gavon Echad, Mutalaxalehen, De'ein Alein Shein Toch. So they say that the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that it's not called a Toch. That's not called a Toch. If it doesn't have a Gav and a Toch, then it's not called a Toch. So the Shmus Yitzchak claims that when we're talking about those things, that in general, when you have a Gav and a Toch, and then it's and like a Kira, and this one doesn't have a Toch, so then in such a case, you could say that there is no Toch over here, and you could be Machmir. But when it comes to the oven, so there, the Shulta Gibor never meant to go so far as to say that that also is not called a Toch. If you take a look in the Shwus Yitzchak, he does a great summary on a lot of the shittos that we discussed today on page Pei Tes. He says, "Oh, mashma the kavon submission brura lafukim asvar shekas b'sheva alevi the tam Shulta Gibor b'shani kiri shalem." I'm not convinced at all that the Shlus Yitzchak is right, that the Mishnah Berurah is muchrach against the Shevet HaLevi. You could decide on your own, but at the end of the day, this is the Shevet HaLevi Svara. It's a question of whether that is the Shulta Gibor's kavana or not. That the only time we had Mechzikin Vashel is when there was a Gaba, and you went out of your way to put it in Toch. But if you don't have that, you have just Toch. So then automatically it's going to be Mutter. My find for this time around, in terms of this question, was in Rabbi Eider's Sefer, in Ha'ara Tuf Kuf Samach Gimel. He quotes from Aaron Cutler. So everybody knows Rav Aaron Cutler. First of all, Rav Aaron Cutler is not known for having many positions in Hilchos Shabbos at all. Rav Aaron was not a posek in the conventional sense. So there's one psak that we all know about the buttons, the knobs. But here he quotes something else from Rav Aaron. Shamati b'shem Rav Aaron Cutler shalatanurim shalonu mutar lahachzir. He says that's mutar. V'taymo de'ikur bishul shalahem. It would seem to me that Rabbi Aaron Cutler is basically that the Shevet HaLevi Svara is already, Rabbi Aaron Cutler already said it, and that is that the only time that you have Mechzikim of Ashel is where they prefer, when they want to cook inside as opposed to on top. But if they equally or they just as well all the time put it inside, so then in such a case to heat up as well, not just to cook, so then in such a case we mutter, we all heat up challen as well on Sunday night, just reheating it, or cook, better example would be kugel. Well, we do it on Sunday night inside. There's no time that we dafka cook inside and not on top. And so that's a fascinating story that Rabbi Aaron says. And then he goes on, Rabbi Aaron then goes on, and then he says, but Ramesha held that you needed insert avodas hagraf is to say that you need an insert. And then he goes on to be the falco within these two shitas. So also Rabbi Eider corroborates, I think, the way Eider understood Rabbi Shishita, the difference between Shia and Hachzara. He's only talking about Hachzara when he says you need the insert. I don't see over here where he says that by Shihia you're also going to need the insert. You know what they say, speaking of heating up on Sunday night, what's the difference between a good husband and a good yeshiva bachar, right? Yeah, okay. So that means average didn't have to eat shalant on Sunday and Monday nights, right? Good yeshiva bachar eats shalant Thursday, Friday night, and Shabbos morning, and good husband eats shalant Shabbos morning, Matzai Shabbos, Sunday night, etc. Okay, so this is the two different mahalchims in regards to the Tanur. This basically, I think, summarizes the shitos, as we mentioned before. One more crunch of the shitos before we get into the last maso matan. If you take a look at the Arfa Shabbos, the Arfa Shabbos again is closer to the presentation of the Shmir Shabbos Gehilchasa. Chazar l'tok tanur in Sadi. Hagbol nosefes shenemer behetar achzar hishlo tibur el kishaminiach es hetar al gavi akira. The only time you have the heter achzara is if you're putting on top. Ach ein heter achzir al tov hakira. You can't return inside. Lefi ze ein lahatir lahafsir teo tov kano gazo chashmal. Af in eisha b'sof amtia mugderes b'grufo b'tuma. He just says straight up it's asr. And he quotes the Minchas Yitzchak and the Shemir Shabbos Gilchasa. And then he says that the Shev Zalevi was Meikel, and he points out that the Aruch HaShulchan also has that Svara. I wonder if that's where Rav Aaron Kotler got that Svara from, that this Svara appears in the Aruch HaShulchan. And he then makes reference to, in the next footnote, the insert of Rav Moshe Feinstein, but in the body of the Sefer, he makes, upstairs, he makes no mention of it. Rav Rimon Shlita, this is the last three pages you have in your booklet. Rav Rimon Shlita has a quote from Moshe, and then he gives a different solution. And this actually brings us to a different issue that we didn't touch on, so it's a good opportunity for us to touch on it. And I'm going to take a different perspective than Rav Rimon takes it. Let's take a look at how he presents it. Page 354, he says, Ma adin bitanur machashon shleimenu, and he quotes from Moshe, who says to put in the insert, and he quotes the Oznadabru, who says, She'efshel esapik bitavnit reka hamafrida ben gufakim ben ha'ochav, then the Rav Zilber says, maybe all you need is not just an insert, just a metal thing would be enough even to remove Metzik and Mavasha. And then Rav Rimon suggests a new solution. He says, Amnam Yeshna Petaron Pashut Yoter. And this connects to what Feigl had sent around to the Chevra. It happens to be that our last part of Oven connect to the fascinating thing that you quote from Rav Soloveitchik. And that is, he says, I have a different suggestion. And he brings us to the sugya of Tanur Hatuach Batit. So, the sugya of Tanur Hatuach Batit appears in the Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Reish Nadalid. We'll take a look at that sugya. Let's take a look in Reish Nadalid Aleph at the Seif of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, and with this, Rav Rimon has an interesting heter. V'imu betanur tuk betit, ben gidi ba'ov shlem ben misar shar o'ez, mutter, d'lo chashin l'chitui. So what if you have meat inside of an oven, but what you do is you close the oven with dough? In other words, there are Rishonim we're going to say that there's ein heter yoser mizeh. You mamish, lock it up. By the way, the Chazon Ish applies this, that mamish you lock it. You have to, the Chazon Ish describes it as locking it. It's going to be a point that I'm going to bring up later on. So, the Mechaber says, it depends on the type of meat. If it's gediv of shleimim, sar sho eis, then it's going to be mutter. And the Ramah says, ubetan shepim v'chusel she'en tuch v'tit, oz yeshachalit min diva of l'shar basa k'darach inspire. And the Ramah is even more Mako than the Mechaber. Take a look at the summary of the Shitos of the Mechaber and the Ramah on page 326 in Rav Rimon's Sefer. And he says as follows, Lefi Rashi Mestaber, Shadover Mutter, Kim Shadover Don Latana Platit, Vi Lefi Aram Mestaber Shia Asr, Shikem Lo Kilu Latanor, El Lebosr Sharuach Mazikalo. The Shita of the Rambam is that Tuach Platit is only those particular pieces of meat, while the sheet of Rashi that the Ramah is going to pass in like is that any type of meat you take away the chashi shani yichata by locking it up. Okay, the Yeshus Omer, the quote from the Ramah, the betana b'tuach betit hakol shari, everything is going to be mutter. Okay. Oh. So, comes Rav Rimon, he suggests as follows. He says, maybe, even when it comes to the problem of the tocha, we saw that there's a hefter to lock up. So what does lock up mean? So he says, and this we did not discuss with, some of the guys were discussing me and saying, if you tape up the knobs, then maybe that's like tanur hatulach batid. Maybe that's going to be enough. And so he says, he has a simpler etzer than Rav Moshe. His simpler etzer is instead of putting an insert, if you tape up the knobs, that is going to be enough. That's how he ends the this discussion. So, first of all, it would seem to me I'm not so happy with how he concludes the discussion. If the average person was reading this, he would come away and would say, Rav Moshe suggests an insert, but Rav Rimon came up with another suggestion today that would be helpful. But it's Barur Kashemesh that Rav Moshe would never have accepted this heter. Because we already saw that Rav Moshe holds that simply covering the knobs is not enough. Rav Moshe holds that you also need something that's going to, knobs are not enough. You need a blech on top. So it would seem to me that Rav Moshe himself would not be makel, and that's why I think the presentation over here, it doesn't capture the full picture. It is true that if you accept this idea that by covering the knobs, then it's like the din of Tanur Hatulach Betit, so then Einach Hanami, then there is room to argue that this would be mutter even when it comes to an oven. But Rav Moshe clearly didn't go that way. Rav Moshe clearly did not hold that way. And therefore, and as he himself points out in that piece, that Rav Moshe did not hold that. If you take a look at Ha'ara 135, we're getting closer and closer to what Refival shared with us. If you take a look at 135, Amnam Rav Moshe Feinstein Kasav She'ein Dai B'Kisu Ha'Kaftor Kifi Shurayinu Le'il Olam on Oskim Kan Matzav Yatovi Yoser Shebo Lo Rak V'Chasim Et Ha'Kaftorim El Gamad Bikim Otom. So here Rav Rimon introduces that maybe there's something better about tying them down. So we don't have that in Ramesh's writings. We don't have that from Ramesh's Talmidim's writings. And scotch tape already existed when Rabbi Eiger and Rabbi Ribiat were writing. And no one suggests that in the name of Rav Moshe. So it seemed to me that maybe this chapter should end a little bit differently. And that is, that according to Rav Moshe, you need to have an insert. But not to write Yeshno Pitron Pashut Yoter, that there's a simpler solution. That simpler solution does not work according to Rav Moshe. To say that according to those who say that Tanur Tuach Betit is going to be enough, then that would be acceptable. Now, who does he quote that says that by Tanur Tuach Betit even is going to be enough? He quotes the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish says that if you put a lock on the oven, then that's going to be okay. That's going to be enough of a hector. But I'm not sure if the Chazon Ish would say that that would be enough in regards to locking it up by simply having an adhesive. He might. It's not clear. But again, the Chazon Ish doesn't say that either. Finally, about what the Chevra was discussing. So at the end of footnote 135, our Beis Medrash gets a big, big shout out. V'chein shamati l'hotel b'shem agrit Soloveitchik mipi ha-Rav Avishai David. So he said that he heard that Rav Soloveitchik was also makel like the above, that Rav David Shlita told him that. And then he concludes, lo etbar li im heter gam b'kisui stam o dafka b'kisui hamudak. Does it mean just to cover or to use tape? So I happen to have had the schus of going through Rav Schefter's notes of Shiurei Arav on Shabbos. Unfortunately, it's not the Beis Medrash, that volume is missing. It used to be in the Beis Medrash, and it's now missing. It was never put into hard. There's some Shiurei Arav that have hard covers and some soft covered. My sense is that the soft covered ones were the ones that weren't very well edited, and I can attest to the fact that they weren't well edited. I told Rabbi Jonathan Schwartz, who was in charge of the project, that I'm more excited about writing footnotes than I am of actually editing. So I did the basic editing, and I added footnotes mostly from Rav Schefter's Svarim and and other svarim. If I recall correctly, I just forgot last night to look it up. If I recall correctly, you just have to look it up in the Shiur HaRav, that there he says the tape, he actually describes tape, not just covering, but before you make that final, take a look. But that's how I recall, and therefore the Rav's suggestion seems to be along the lines that's closer to Tanur Tuach Petit, and that's going to be enough. So the Enyach Nami, according to Rav Soloveitchik, in regards to Blech, then that would work. Whether he would extend it to the halacha of Metzik Mevashel and so on by Tocha, that it remains an open question. Okay, so B'siyata D'Shmaya, this concludes the halachas of Tanur. And B'mirtz Hashem, we're going to pick up next week with Dine HaZorah. B'mirtz Hashem, we're going to start Sif Beis, and we're going to begin Dine HaZorah.